Well, good afternoon and welcome to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor of the MBA Business Magazine. And with me today is Dr. Ken Louie, Director of the Economic Research Institute of Erie and Associate Professor of Economics at Penn State Barron. Welcome, Dr. Louie.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Well, we're so glad to have you here to share a snapshot of what you're going to discuss at the MBA's Economic Outlook Impact Luncheon on December 5th here at the MBA Conference Center in Erie. This year's event is presented by the MBA, the MBA Business Magazine, Erie, KeyBank, and Duncan Financial Group. And as always, we're very fortunate to work with you in Erie for some years on our annual Economic Outlook presentation. So Dr. Louie, tell us a little bit more about your background in forecasting and economics, so our listeners are familiar.
Sure. First, it has been really an honor and a pleasure for me to work with the Manufacturer and Business Association for so many years. I think the MBA's annual Economic Outlook event is really an excellent way for us at the Institute here to share some of our research with community business leaders. As for my background, I developed a very strong interest in economics early on when I was just a sophomore in college. So I went on to earn my PhD, and ever since I've been teaching economics at Penn State Barron. When I became director of the Research Institute, I assumed the responsibility for overseeing the Erie Leading Index, which is our primary forecasting tool for the local economy. The Erie Leading Index is a way for us to gauge what is likely to happen in the local economy in the upcoming months. Of course, in addition to our work, we keep careful tabs on the economic projections by other leading organizations across the country so that we can look at what's happening and what's likely to happen in the near future.
Well, Dr. Louie, this year you're going to be joined by Brian Pietrangelo of KeyBank to share your economic forecast. What are some of the key areas and topics that you plan to discuss during your part of the presentation?
Well, my presentation will focus largely on the performance of the Erie economy. I think that's probably the most exciting and the most interesting topic that most community business leaders would like to hear about. How are we doing? I'm going to be analyzing the Erie economy both historically, but also looking at current economic trends and asking what's likely to happen locally going forward. I'll also be comparing the performance of the local economy with the state economy and the national economy. And I plan also to highlight some of our local economic achievements and also to note some of the ongoing challenges that we face as Erie adapts to many of the structural changes that the rest of the country also faces, things like the unrelenting advance of technology, such as artificial intelligence, the gradual movement of our economy towards a more information-based service economy, and the heightened degree of global competition.
And Dr. Louie, you did mention about it being a challenging year. It has been a challenging year for many individuals and businesses. How would you describe the state of the economy over the past year?
Well, I would describe the economy as being stable and resilient. I think those are two key words. So that's really good news. We are stable and continue to be fairly resilient. For example, last year, the U.S. national economy added over 2.5 million jobs. That's an average of about 200,000 jobs added per month last year on a seasonally adjusted basis. And furthermore, job growth has continued throughout the first 9 months of this year, although the pace of job growth has slowed down. It's now down to an average of about 170,000 jobs per month. And just last month, we've added only about 12,000 new jobs. So while we continue to be resilient and stable, the job market is showing signs of gradually slowing down. In Erie, we added almost 150 jobs per month on a seasonally adjusted basis between January and September of this year. That's higher than the monthly average of jobs added last year. And just this past month, September, we added about 200 new jobs. So although the labor market remains strong and the economy remains resilient, unfortunately, there probably are individuals and businesses that are still continuing to face challenges, especially since they've had to cope with and have had to adjust to the lingering effects of our recent inflation.
Well, and Dr. Louis, we're fortunate because you usually unveil the results of the Erie Leading Index, ELI, at the MBA's Economic Outlook Luncheon. Will that be the case this year? And why is ELI so important?
Yes, we definitely plan to release the latest update to our Erie Leading Index. We have everything in place, ready to go. And ELI is really very useful because the leading index is a powerful gauge that allows us to anticipate the trajectory of the Erie economy over the next 8 to 12 months. So again, this is really very important information for local business leaders. Our leading index is a composite index that incorporates eight different measures of economic activity at the national, state, and local levels. And as a result, it incorporates a lot of ongoing economic trends, all combined into a single number that tells us what's likely to happen in the near future. Our research has shown that the leading index is anticipatory in that if the leading index shows a turning point, that is, if it turns up or turns down, then that represents a signal that the local economy is also likely to experience a turning point about 8 months ahead. So since ELI can provide advance warning of an impending economic downturn, it can be a very useful planning tool for business leaders as they chart the future course of their organizations.
Well, Dr. Louis, you talked about the ongoing resilience of the U.S. economy, and U.S. economic data continues to surprise. And despite the looming uncertainties and persistent shocks, what economic opportunities and challenges do you see headed for 2025?
I think a major economic opportunity for 2025, as well as years beyond, is the continued upgrading of our national infrastructure, which will build even greater resilience into our economy. Although the federal government passed the Infrastructure and Investment and Jobs Act back in 2021, it was signed into law in 2021, federal funding from that program continues to be allocated. So it's an ongoing long-term process. Money is still flowing to communities across the country, including hopefully to Erie, Pennsylvania. So Erie can tap into this program to help us upgrade our local infrastructure, which is a significant way to improve the operation of our economy. In addition to improving the physical infrastructure, this program will also create jobs along the way. So it's going to make it especially important for communities like us to tap into this infrastructure opportunity. Of course, on the other side, there are economic challenges that remain for 2025 and beyond. And those are things like the rapid pace of technological change, which we all have to adapt to, the intensified global competition, which also places pressure on our domestic economy, and of course, economic events or activities that are related to the environment. So all of these challenges will have a significant effect on our economic performance and will therefore require very carefully balanced policy decisions to ensure that we can continue on a sustainable growth and prosperity path.
Well, Dr. Louis, those are all good insights. Why do you believe business owners should plan to attend our Economic Impact Luncheon on December 5th here at the MBA?
Well, I think the Impact Luncheon series is, once again, an excellent way to learn about local economic conditions historically as well as going forward, comparing how we're doing to the rest of the state and the nation as a whole. And in my opinion, in order to achieve success as a business owner or a leader in our business community, it really depends on being able to recognize and understand all of the economic forces and all of the economic trends that will have a major impact on the future course of the economy. So what we do at the Impact Luncheon series is We allow local leaders to see those underlying trends. Sometimes they're not obvious. And if we understand those trends, they give us signals as to what's likely to happen in the future, thereby empowering local business owners to make more informed, more fact-based decisions that will contribute to the success of their organizations. So I think business owners can benefit tremendously from seeing the economic analysis, the research that we do, and that we provide to the manufacturer and business association annually.
And Dr. Louie, is there anything you'd like to add before we have that presentation on the 5th?
I think we've covered a lot, Karen. Thank you so much for all the excellent questions. So I think this is sufficient for us to hopefully allow business owners to recognize how important this event is going to be, and we invite them to come share with us on that day.
Well, thanks, Dr. Louie, for all your insights. We look forward to hearing more from you and from Brian Pietrangelo of KeyBank on the 2025 economic forecast at the MBA's Economic Outlook Impact Luncheon here at the MBA Conference Center on December 5th. If you want to learn more or to register, visit mbausa.org. This is Karen Torres signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.